This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You've got to hop up on the website. I want your email address. I want you to head over there. When you head up on the website, there's a little white box top right-hand corner. Yes, I'm a racist, what can I tell you? Hard to read black on black, you know, I don't know what to tell you. But head over there and give me your email address, because what I want to do is I'll send every week... We send out information on the show, who we're going to have on, what we're going to talk about, that kind of thing. And you, if you can't get to the show, you can always go pick up the podcast. There's a gazillion things you could do up here on the website. You know, I forgot, Corey Duncan's supposed to join us tonight. Hopefully. Hopefully he remembers. Right? Let me see. Yeah. Hopefully he remembers. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Did you know, all this money the college kids are spending? I don't know if you guys were aware of this. All the college, what do you want to call it? Supplements? You taxpayers are picking up a portion of the money for these kids, young people, going to school. Right, so your tax dollars are going to pay for this. And with a new report just out, almost 64% of jobs don't even require a college education. But there's more. You know, I've always been a proponent that college isn't for everybody. Some people, they want to work with their hands. They need to go to what we used to call vocational training. Now, it's called career tech ed. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics, reports that only about a third of all jobs require an education beyond high school. Right? Now that statistic, coupled with the growing mountain of student loan debt, that's over $1.2 trillion at this point in time, has prompted a lot of Americans to say, would prompt me to say, why do I need to go to college? Remember, in my day, in the 70s, you'd always tell your kids, look, you gotta go to high school, you gotta graduate from school, you gotta go to college, it's the only way you're gonna get a good job. Well, guess what? That's not true anymore. And it hasn't been true for a while, as far as I'm concerned. Seriously. Now, Bernie Sanders proposed free college for everyone. And Hillary Clinton supports increased subsidies, more of your tax money, okay, to send these kids to school on something they don't even need to have, right? Didn't we just read that? And Donald Trump espouses love for the poorly educated. His campaign co-chair and policy director, Sam Clovis, told Inside Higher Ed that schools should have skin in the game and that borrowing should be discouraged for certain majors and concentrate. I agree. If you work hard, you should be able to work your way between grants and paying for it. You should be able to work your way through the majority of your college education, your college years, for next to nothing. I mean, with very little debt is what I mean to say. you know? So at least one image circulated online agrees with Clovis. The meme states that less than one in five jobs in the labor market require a four-year degree. The creator states on Facebook that the message aims to illustrate that there are not as many jobs available requiring degrees as there are for people going into debt. But you know what? And this has been going on, again, this has been going on for a while. You've got to pay attention. You know, and according to the U.S. Census, about one-third of Americans have bachelor's degree. The Bureau of Labor Statistics show that only about one-third of all jobs require education beyond high school. Moreover, the Bureau predicts that the biggest growth in the next decade will be in the number of jobs that require a bachelor's degree or more. All right? Now, according to the Pew Research Center, the disparity in earning potential between high school graduates and college graduates had never been bigger, refuting another portion of the meme that claims, my parents did better with high school. You know what? Again, you can go, you can beat this up till you blue in the face, but I'll tell you what. I got into the computer business with no degree. Right? I mean, I had skin in the game. I worked hard. I worked my way up. And so I had no college debt to speak of. Now, did the fact that I didn't have a college degree get in my way? Yeah, I did several times when I could have got promotions, but I didn't have the right paper to get a promotion. Although, in the interview process, many told me that I knew more than the person with the paper. But how do we get out of that mindset that you have to have a piece of paper to be worth anything? That you have to have a degree to be worth anything? Student debt is rising. Rising like crazy. And almost 70% of the jobs in this country don't require a college debt, college degree, slash debt. But we push harder and harder for our young people to go, get the loans, get this, you'll get a great job, you'll be able to pay off the loans. Heck, we'll vote for Bernie, we'll get you out of debt. Most of the guys that I knew that started their businesses, that I knew, did not have a college degree. Didn't have a college degree in business. Made it out of high school. Probably went to a trade school. Those are the guys I hung around with. And they did well. Some of them did go on for more education, but in the technology area. Hey, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle
hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
No, we're not. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Enjoy the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please do be involved in the conversation. Okay, if you head up to the website, there's a live chat room going on. Smarter people than I in the chat room. Honest. Why would I lie to you? You know, we were talking about student. You know what? If you head over there, give me your email address. I would love to be able to send you an email every week, let you know what's going on with the show, people we're bringing on, that kind of thing. So we were talking about how student loan debt is just climbing like crazy. We're at about $1.3 trillion right now. And according to an article that I'm looking at, it grows $3,000 every second. You're going to run out of fingers and toes real fast on that one. But if almost 70% of jobs today do not require a college education, why would you put your kids through that? You realize that if they don't go right out of a high school, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to go. There are plenty of people who can't find their passion in school because nobody helps them find it, number one. Right? And they find their passion as they go from job to job. I know that doesn't sound really exciting, but once they find their passion, then they go back to school, maybe to learn business, maybe to learn more about the job that they're going after. Right? And why back them into a corner with a bunch of debt when you don't need to? It ain't that hard. Never ceases to amaze me. Some of this crazy stuff just never ceases to amaze me. The Dem senator says that, ready for this? When I read this, I just about passed out. All right? The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution reads, "No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process," right? Really that simple. You could be one of those 70% of people who don't need a college degree to figure that one out. So Senator Joe Manchin isn't sure or believes that one is innocent until proven guilty. He doesn't think it's a good idea. On Thursday, last Thursday, the West Virginia Democrat said the principle of due process is killing us. The problem we have, and really the firewall we have right now, is due process. It's all due process. So we can all say, yay, we want the same thing, but how do we get there? If a person is on a terrorist watch list like the gentleman, the shooter in Orlando, don't call him a gentleman. Are you an idiot? Yes, the gentleman that wiped out 50 people in Orlando. Right about then, you should have heard a thud. You should have heard him hitting the ground from one of the other congressmen slamming him in the head. He was twice by the FBI. He was interviewed twice by the FBI. We were briefed yesterday about what happened, he said. But the man was brought in twice. They did everything they could. The FBI did everything they were supposed to do, but there was no way for them to keep him on the NICS list or keep him off the gun buy list. There was no way to do that. So can't we say that if a person is under suspicion, there should be a 5-year period? Oh my God, I wouldn't be able to buy a gun until I was 480. Think about that. There should be a 5-year period of time that we have to see if good behavior, if the person continues the same traits, maybe, look at the president, when he leaves office, mark my words, he's going to grant amnesty to so many criminals that have pleaded down from some kind of violent reason why they're in jail, and he's going to let them go, and he's not going to care about them spending 5 years for good behavior, right? He goes on to say, if this person continues the same traits, you know, maybe we can come to that kind of agreement. You know, but due process is what's slowing us down. What he should have said was, the Constitution is what's slowing us down. That pesky thing that keeps getting in the way. You know, more and more of these Dems, they really just don't care. They are not interested in what the Constitution has to say. We're so far beyond that. We've become an enlightened society. We don't need the Constitution, something that was written over 200 years ago by a bunch of old white guys who owned slaves. Why would we care what they had to say? None of these guys have figured out the reason why we were so free, why we're at where we're at in this country, is because of that pesky little constitution that was put together by a bunch of old white guys who owned slaves. Right? I mean, God forbid we bring that up in a positive light. Not that I'm happy they own slaves. But if you do your homework, you do a little studying, you find that a majority of our founding fathers didn't want to own slaves. And tried to get it, tried to actually make it part of the Constitution where you couldn't own slaves. E.A. Shapiro, a senior fellow at the in Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute, took issue with Manchin's statements in an interview with the Weekly Standard. Government can't deny us our life, liberty, or property without due process, Shapiro said. She went on to say, with all due respect, due process is the essential basis of America. The Constitution was established to secure the blessings of liberty. Well, how could you use blessings if you don't believe in a higher power, a creator? The whole purpose of our government, the government can deny us our life, liberty, or property without due process of law. If the government wants to deny someone's liberty, it better have an awful good reason. It better be ready to defend itself in court immediately. Akin to what happens when someone is arrested or involuntarily committed. Otherwise, we live in a world where perhaps there's less crime, but also life isn't worth living, she said. Senator Manchin may want to live in a police state, but few of us would want to join him. I'm amazed at the total lack of respect, the total lack of understanding for the Constitution these people have. Let me see if I can pop this off real quick.
The problem we have, and really the firewall that we have right now, is due process.
Yeah.
It's all due process. So we can all say, yeah, we want the same thing, but how do we get there?
Notice what the panel member said. Yeah, you're right.
If a person is on a terrorist watch list, like the gentleman, the shooter in Orlando, he was twice by the FBI. We were briefed yesterday about what happened. But that man was brought in twice. They did everything they could. The FBI did everything they were supposed to do. But there was no way.
You know, think about that. Again, let's not follow the Constitution. What do we need it for? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Or just head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there as well. We were talking about about due process. Yeah, due process. Yeah, it's in the Constitution. That's a stupid little thing in the Constitution. That's stupid little Constitution. Seems to get in the way of the Dems. They really, 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 you know, as time goes on, and this is another Dem that has come out and said that, you know, he thinks the problem is due process. In other words, he's saying the process, the problem is the Constitution. Right? I mean, how else do you want to put that? Don't say it's a spin. It's real. Now, one radio host, Rich Zoli, said there's a fundamental concept enshrined in our justice system that one is innocent until proven guilty. The due process clause of the Constitution provides that the government can't just arbitrarily take away your rights. They can't act like a king. In the wake of the Orlando terror attack, Democrats are once again showing their true authoritarian stripes. They want to take away the constitutional rights of millions of Americans, many of whom are Muslims, without a judge or jury. Right? And you want to know what happens when due process is set aside? Right? Civil asset forfeiture provides a dark lesson, and Forbes' George Leaf explains that the civil asset forfeiture is a practice by which government seizes property from someone on suspicion that it was in some way connected with a crime. The individual need not ever be convicted or even charged. But they'll never see that property again. Now, without going through a very expensive legal process of proving their innocence, or that property had nothing to do with it. No, seriously. Right? You're giving them open license to do what they want to do. But the Dems don't care about that. We don't want to bog them down with facts, right? Seriously. Anyway, but Manchin also claims that suspending due process will enable authorities to prevent events like the Orlando shooting. Huh? That's like a nut job last night. He said that if they would just, that his legislation that closes the loophole law in buying, guns at gun shows would have been part of keeping the people in Orlando from being shot. You can't trace that gun to a gun show. The guy didn't buy the gun at a gun show. The guy went through a legal check. Matter of fact, if you do your homework for once, I don't want to name him by name, but the shooter in Orlando, he was turned down at the gun store. He went to another gun store to buy ammunition and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they said, no, we know how. The guy was a little whacked, they felt. And they turned around and they called the police. And you know what the police did? You know what the feds did? Absolutely nothing. They did nothing about it. Anyway, let's go on to something a little more fun. Oh, I love these stories because they kind of prove my point. Teens are going to do what they want to do to a degree. You think teaching them certain things is going to change their mindset? Right? This is not a surprise, at least not for me. Now, a new study by Notre Dame researchers found that giving teens the tools to prevent pregnancy had the exact opposite effect. Go figure. We spent all that money, right? We had to do all that stuff in the schools. We had to dish out condoms. We had to do all these things that were going to help the teens. Didn't work. Right? I summarized on a Life Site News by Professor Michael New of the Ave Maria University. The study measured the effects of condom distribution programs in 22 school districts across 12 states. And they started in the 1990s, including in New York City, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The very rigorous study is a welcome addition to the literature on the other school distributed contraceptives, says New. There has been almost no academic research on high school condom distribution. Overall, the study analyzed teen fertility data from 396 high-population counties over a span of 19 years. A range of demographic and economic factors are held constant. It finds that if 100% of high school students attend a school with a condom distribution program, the teen fertility rate would increase anywhere from 10 to 12%. Furthermore, this finding was fairly consistent across the school districts with condom distribution programs. So the way to get your teens to have more sex, apparently, is to give them more condoms. Yeah, the way to put out a fire is to use as much gasoline on this humanly possible, apparently. I've had this backwards for years. Though it's possible that the teens simply stopped taking more reliable oral contraceptives or that schools pull back on the programs encouraging teens to delay sexual activity, seeing condoms as a silver bullet. The study also found that STDs went up in counties with the condom program. He says, suggesting that they encourage sexual risk-taking. See, haven't they figured out that when an adult tells a teen not to do something or to do something a certain way, that they're going to do the absolute opposite? Have they figured this out yet? Now, some commentators note that the study found that the counseling programs also reduce teen fertility. However, most of the regression find that these reductions fail to offset the increase in teen fertility associated with the condom distribution program. Research has repeatedly shown that programs encouraging contraceptive use through mandates, subsidies, or distribution are ineffective. Now, you think this counts? You think this is all those people that want free, they want the pill for free, right? You think that would fall into this? I think it would. Right? So if you're giving this stuff away for free and it doesn't work, what makes you think it's going to work later on? I can't think of her name. I don't want to think of her name. But also, I don't know, how did I get on this? This always happens to me when I go down this road. Really bad. Now, Harvard has a sex week every year in November. Now, here's the thing that's really weird. Do you really think Harvard only has 1 week of sex? It's a college. Don't you think every week is sex week at Harvard? The only difference is, on sex week at Harvard, This is sanctioned by the school, by the way. It's an annual sex week observance. Right? And it's held every November. And they have workshops on how to navigate sex, involving bondage and sadomasochism in the dorms, obviously, and how to use a whip properly and floggers. The week-long observance, I wonder how many kids are admitted to the hospital around there. We should call and find out how many are admitted for whip marks or, you know, whip marks that break the skin. Now I would like to be a vendor at this event. I can make a whole bunch of money. The week-long observance also boasts that 13,000 condoms are given out and 12,000 bottles of lube. The Ivy League institution will host a workshop starting, they start Sunday before the event, and they continue for about a week or so, dedicated to empowering the Harvard community to explore their experiences with love and sex by providing what has love got to do with sex in when you're talking about kids in college and sex week? They're going to help them draw it all together by providing comprehensive programming addressing a wide range of issues related to sex, relationships, dating, sexual health, sexuality, and more. The adult industry, well, at least they were free. The adult industry sent the college 13,000 condoms to help out. I got to take a break. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back. I got to go throw up. We'll be back in just a minute.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I know, I do this every night. Got to turn on the mic. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Love that music. I really do. I mean, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran is going to join me in the next hour, and I'm going to get her all riled up on gun stuff. Like, she likes to talk about gun stuff. So, yeah, she's from New Hampshire, where I come from. And they all love to talk about liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But a majority of them now are, man, they have become so different from when I moved away from there. Totally different. But hey, they're not my headache. I don't live there anymore. They're hers. I'm Joe. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you have spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be that part of the conversation. All right. Let's get back to the pictures you guys sent me are hilarious. We are back to talking about, I don't know how I got here. I really don't. This is stuff I would never talk about in public before. I wouldn't even talk about it in small closed groups. But it's become so outrageous, so crazy. Harvard Sex Week. Now, it's not till November. I'm just getting you ready for it. I'm getting you all wound up for it early. Right? You won't have to bring your own condoms or lube. They provide that for you. Right? Now, Harvard College, think about this. Right? This is going on. You don't have to call out a sex week on a college campus. They do that all by themselves. They go on to say that the additional sex week sessions are slated to focus on pleasuring oneself, sex and religion, consent, feminist porn. The heck is the difference between feminist porn and just porn? Can you tell? I mean, I don't... This just goes by me at a million miles an hour. Let me tell you. Sex letter writing. God. Does anybody ever... First of all, does anybody even write letters anymore? That's number one. I don't even think anybody writes letters anymore. And sex, what do you write letters to people telling them what you'll do if they go out with you or something? How to pick the right sex toys. Decolonizing desire. What the heck? I swear, I have to take a class to break the words down first. Now, I'm going to clean this up as best I can. I think I tried to read this once before and I had a problem with it. So the description of Work Hard, Screw Hard Week, the guide to BDSM in the college dorm room. This event asks on its Facebook page, want to get kinky in the bedroom, but don't know how to bring it up? Disappointed by 50 Shades of Grey, but not sure what BDSM is really about? Join us for the discussion. Now, if somebody just tuned in, they think I'm introducing a segment. Join us for a discussion on what it's like to be part of the BDSM scene, as well as some cool demonstrations with whips, floggers, and more. Student organizers did not respond to the local news source's request for comments. I love this, though. I love the fact that they think they have to have a sex week like it's going to make a difference. Some of the students' comments. You ready for this one? These kids never got out of the house. I support Sex Week because I think sex should be about pleasure and mutual fulfillment, not shame. Look, when I was in school, it wasn't about shame, but it sure as heck wasn't about mutual fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? Several covered Harvard University students who identify as conservative declined to comment. Right? Harvard is, Harvard is no stranger to controversy surrounding its sex week. Last year, the school made headlines for its... I don't even know how to do this. Harvard made headlines for its anal sex tutorial. Please, if you find a link to that, please do not. Do not send it to me. I am not interested. Okay? I'm just a tutorial, really. Harvard also has recently officially recognized a kinky sex club on campus. It's a student-run organization called SHEATH, Sexual Health Education Advocacy, through Harvard College. Now, it sets the schedule of Sex Week events each year, but Harvard administrators also play a supporting role as its college woman center, its center for wellness, its office for BGLTQ student life, and its office for sexual assault prevention. Sure. So we're going to amp up. Think about this. We're going to amp up a bunch of young people on sex. We're going to show them videos and films. We're going to give them free condoms. We're going to give them lube. And we think that the chances are that there'll be no sexual assault, right? Come on. I'm sorry. I'm not saying there should be. I'm not saying anybody deserves to be taken advantage of. But it's like giving teens alcohol and expecting there's not going to be any trouble. Give them alcohol and the keys to a car and watch what happens, right? There won't be any trouble. My kid's responsible. The college is not involved in the planning, said the Rachel Dan, Director of Communications. It's not involved in the planning or implementation of any programs or activities that you let them use the campus. Right? You are supporting it by letting them use the campus. Oh, God. I just got the chat room. Okay. Rather, the college works with each recognized student organization to support their programs and needs in ways that are keeping with our procedures and regulations. Yeah, shoot me. No, no, seriously. Do you know how hard it is to get this garbage out of your head afterward? And I do these night after night after night. I look at this stuff and go, please tell me this is not true. Tell me it's a joke, right? It's the onion, right? Oh, it's not the onion. Well, since we're stuck on it, how about this? The nanny state sex, the nanny state sex, race wars, and gender madness. That's the school year. That's going to be. That's how the school year 2015-16 is going to be summed up, don't you think? I do. So the writer says that they'd like to reflect on what we've learned from campus progressives who have made 2015-16 another prime example of why higher education needs to be flushed unless they get control. The administrators need to get control of this. This is out of control. Uses some of our most popular stories from the last 9 months, okay? So the College Fix has got a bunch of stories up there on what goes on college campuses. They've identified themes that sum up much of the, I don't even know what to call this. Much of what, the crazy logic, liberal crazy logic that has taken over academia. Now, certainly one of the most topics that have swept the headlines in administrators' desire and feminist willingness to regulate and have regulated every square inch of physical intimacy. Right? I mean, there are colleges out there that are going to make it illegal and they're going to fine you. Think about this. They're going to fine you for rubbing somebody's neck. I got news for you. I mean, if we're friends or know each other, and you want to walk up, you want to rub my neck, I'm good with that. Unless you like you stink and smelly and you just finished cleaning out a cesspool or something, I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, these are things that friends kind of, you know, friends touch each other. Not in a nasty way, you know what I'm saying? But all this, you're going to have, you know, you're going to have to walk around with consent forms in your pocket. Now, there's an app that somebody would make $1 million from, right? The consent app, how's that? So, again, the writer goes on to keep talking about the difference. You know, how do you affirm that it's okay to move on? Right? How do you affirm? Because California is one of the first states now that's going to start teaching high school kids, part of the curriculum, part of your tax dollars, how to give consent in the moment. Is it a kiss? Is it, maybe it's a thumbprint on a yes or no. I mean, yeah, like I said, it's going to be some kind of app that you're going to have to press something on, right? That'll go over well, won't it? And you know, with teenagers, what are we talking about? That app would have to be active for what, 2.5 minutes? 90 seconds? I don't know. I'm not so sure. It's been a while since I was a teenager. We're really excited to share this kiss with you. Here's an affirmation. We're really excited to share this kiss with you, and we're letting you know, coherent. We're present and able to recognize exactly what's happening. Willing. We made this decision to give you, to give this kiss ourselves without pressure or manipulation. This is nuts. Nobody will ever get married again. Heck, my youngest son can't spell half these words, let alone say them. I don't know what you do with this. It ain't, you know, yeah, I just lost. I am so lost. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Stay tuned. We got so much of this craziness coming up in the next hour. Kimberly Moran joins me, and it will not be a quiet moment in that conversation, I guarantee you. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.